USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley were sentenced Monday to lengthy prison terms after being convicted earlier this year on charges including bank fraud and tax evasion. A U.S. district judge in Atlanta gave Todd Chrisley 12 years in prison plus 16 months of probation. Julie got 7 years behind bars and 16 months of probation. One of the country's largest railroad unions said that its members voted to reject a new wage deal brokered by the White House and move closer to a strike as soon as December. Union members said Monday they believe that a compromise could still be reached to avoid a work stoppage that would disrupt distribution. 4 out of 12 unions have now rejected the proposal contract. 8 have ratified the deal. It's been more than a week since 4 University of Idaho students were found slain. Since then, the Moscow Police Department and other agencies investigating the quadruple homicide has said this will be a lengthy process. Chief James Fry with the Moscow PD.
It is a complex and terrible crime, and it will take some time to resolve.
A federal judge has ordered Amazon to stop retaliating against employees engaging in unionizing activities. The ruling came in a court case brought by the National Labor Relations Board, which sued Amazon in March seeking the reinstatement of Gerald Bryson, who was involved in organizing a company warehouse on Staten Island, New York. Monday Night Football last night was played in Mexico City, Mexico. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
Monday Night Football ended with the San Francisco 49ers making a strong showing in Mexico City, beating out the Arizona Cardinals 38-10. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
We are USA Radio News.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Monday's earthquake on the main Indonesian island of Java has killed scores of people and injured hundreds. The 5.6 magnitude quake struck Sinajur town in West Java. Rescuers continued to work through the night to try to save others thought to still be trapped under collapsed buildings. A jury will begin deliberating today in the trial of 5 people accused of crimes on January 6. 5 members and supporters of the Oath Keepers, including founder Stuart Rhodes, are in court in Washington. The Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday will have Americans scurrying about the country to meet up with family and friends. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau tells us any mode of transportation you choose will be busy.
This could be the 3rd busiest Thanksgiving travel week since 2020. That's according to AAA. Speaking in Chicago Monday at O'Hare International Airport, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is there to hold airlines accountable for how they treat passengers.
I want to make sure passengers know that if you are canceled or significantly delayed, you are required to receive a full refund if you ask for one. And if you have trouble getting one, let us know.
The unmanned Orion spacecraft made its first close flyby of the moon on Monday, coming as close as 81 miles from the lunar surface. As the Artemis 1 flew past the far side of the moon, Orion's orbital maneuvering system engine fired for a couple of minutes and successfully put the capsule into the desired orbit for the mission. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.